Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're going to be doing today and Thursday and Friday, we're going to be doing some Christmas challenges from the Gospel of Luke. Go to Luke chapter 1 if you can. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. We'll get our challenge from these sections today. Luke 1, 26 and following. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and he said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father, David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Now, if you don't know the Old Testament, you don't know the greatness of what's happening here. The angel comes to Mary and says, not only are you going to give birth to the Messiah, this is the one that the Old Testament prophecies have been pointing to. The promised one is finally going to come, just as Scripture has promised. Listen to Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse. A branch from his roots shall bear fruit, and the fruit, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide disputes by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins." Here we see that the prophecy said that there's going to come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse. Jesse was the father of David. And then from David would come a branch, and that branch is the Messiah. Oh, Isaiah 7, verse 14 says this. Isaiah 7, verse 14 says this. It says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel." Oh, you remember that? We just saw he'll be called the Son of the Most High God. And if you look at other passages, it also talks about the fact that his name will be Emmanuel, which means what? God with us. When Mary was told about this coming promised one, it was a fulfillment of the prophecies that had been said long ago. Listen to Psalm 132. Psalm 132, verse 11 says, "The Lord swore to David a sure oath from which he will not turn back. One of the sons of your body I will set on your throne." Did you catch that? God told David that there would be a son of his that he would set on the throne. Oh, and that's what the prophecy just said today, as we saw in Luke 1. "And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he'll reign over the house of Jacob forever, and as of his kingdom there will be no end." Oh, folks, do you know that the prophecies were fulfilled literally? And Jesus came to this earth, born of a virgin, just like the prophecy said he would be. But I share this with you for this reason. There are just as many, if not more, prophecies about his coming return, and they'll be fulfilled as well. Listen to Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. "So when they had come together, they asked Jesus, 'Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?' He said to them, 'It's not for you to know the times or the seasons the Father is fixed by his own authority, but you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.' And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.' The angels came and said, 'He's coming back. Just like he left, he's coming back.'" Revelation 1, verses 4 and following says this. "John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and was and who is to come." Did you catch that? Verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who was, who is, and who was, and who is to come. Folks, get encouraged as you celebrate Christmas. Not only did he fulfill the prophecies in his first coming, he is going to fulfill the prophecies literally in his second coming. Have a great Christmas. I look forward to sharing some more with you on Thursday. Hope to see you then.